time for Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he comes running in, Mr. Jared Allen, number 69 for the Minnesota Vikings. It's Vikings Country with Jared Allen, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. Just in the nick of time, my friend.
The hair of my chinny chin chin. Perfect timing.
Yeah, did you knock anybody over on the way in?
Nope. I think some girl like jumped out of the way on the stairs. I'm like, move or lose it, sister.
Screaming.
I got a package here. Little Ace Ventura reference for
very
all you guys
nice.
Out there.
Wow. Nicely done. Look at this crowd, man.
We lose and they keep turning out in droves. This is awesome.
Well, it might have something to do with number 69 being in the house here tonight. And also a guy who has 9.5 sacks so far this year. Coming out on fire. You're on pace to like,
the
I
water
mean,
was
shatter the single season.
There's a lot of season left.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll just see how this game works out.
Is there a new technique? Is there something new? Is there something like, did you find in the offseason that you went, damn?
No, man. It's just about making the plays when they're there, you know, and just watching a lot of film. I don't know. Life's good. I'm living good. I got to get a lot of credit. Well, all the credit goes to my Lord and Savior, you know. Just as one of these years, I honestly was kind of like, you know, after the dismal year of last year, and I was so negative. I was just like, you know what, Lord, whatever you got in store for me, I'm gonna take it in stride and do it with a smile and just trying to live a good life and you know, good things have happened to me.
That eyeball is gross looking.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, right?
Yeah.
It's all red and bleeding and I gave up on the drops like a couple days ago.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Are you gonna still wear? You're wearing the shield, right?
No. I couldn't really see. I took it off at practice. It's like a dirty windshield and. And I know this because I drive with a very dirty windshield. I refuse to get my truck washed for some reason. And you know how you just get like that inside film?
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
I have
Let's
no idea.
Let's talk about that. How does the inside of your window get that dirty?
It's amazing. You know, you would think at some point you're like, oh, was I a smoker? How did I get this on here? But I don't smoke. I got the same thing. It's just a film.
And then you're like, I'll spray the out. I'm like, man, this window's skin. Then I do one of these, and I'm like, huh, I can see. And for some reason, that film makes it impossible to see when the sun is on.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
It's like hyperactive sun film or something. I don't know. It's like extra glare in my face and I'm swerving.
Yeah, but you tend
to. Baby's jumping out of the way. It's weird.
You tend to get out, you know, and hit the country a lot more. So you're going to tend to get a little more dirt and dust
on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll get it on the inside too, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually looking. I'm in the process. I'm going to buy a new truck and. And I'm asking my wife, I'm like, hey, babe, so you like this truck? And she's like, does it matter?
Yeah.
It's going to be disgusting on the inside. Does it matter what interior you get? Look at your truck now.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah, but you're a dude. You know
that's what I'm saying. It looked like something died in there.
Right.
It probably has.
You're a guy that actually has the brush guards on the front of the truck that actually uses them. You know, it's not on the Escalade. It's like, where
brush
are
guard.
You actually using
Here's
that?
Here's the thing. That's what a bumper's for. Why do you need to add an extra bumper? It's a bumper for a reason. Why do you need a brush guard? The brush should have a truck guard.
You know, I was thinking about this as I was driving in here today. One, somebody asked a question. Have you ever gone cow tipping?
First of all, the answer is yes. And second of all, that is a complete farce.
Really?
At least any cow I've been around never stays asleep long enough for you to push it over.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a single cow that you've been friends with your whole life.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Every time I've gone out, things like... And then some, you're like, oh.
Every time. How many times have you tried this?
A few times. I had cattle growing up, so we'd go mess around, you know. And I've never been able to do it. And even who's gonna, what cow is gonna, animal is gonna sit there as you shoulder into it?
Right.
Like, I've never seen it done. I've never been able to do it.
Yeah.
So if somebody that's reliable who has pictures or video of doing it, because you know there's a lot of people out there, everybody has a cow tipping story.
Right.
It's full of crap.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. We tried it. My buddy in high school lived right across the street from these guys. So we decided we were going to go out there and go do some cow tipping. We literally got 15 feet from it, and like the bull looked and was like, I'm going to tip me some human. And took off running, so we just bolted out of there.
That's the only time I actually went cow tipping is we talked a buddy of ours into it. And at the time, we thought, hey, yeah, we should have all these beers first and then make him go out
and do
that.
It's never like a 100% sober decision.
No, yeah, that would be a bad idea. Who actually just goes?
Let's be honest. We're sitting here like, yeah, man, I'm kind of bored. Let's go tip over a cow. Tight.
But we're completely
like, I might
sober.
As well just push my buddy over. Hey, stand there and let me push you on the ground.
So, obviously, we've all heard about it today. We got a couple guys out here that already got their Christian Ponder jerseys that they're wearing there. And Christian Ponder is going to get the start here against the Packers. And big changes there for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. You know what? I guess they're trying to spice things up. I've been on record the whole time. Christian, we'll see what he can do for us. I don't judge anybody until they get on the field. We got his back. We're going to go out there and play our hearts out. You know, I feel Donovan took some unnecessary criticism.
Too much heat
for, you know, because I say defensively, you know, you look at the games where we blew the lead. That's all on us defensively. If you're scoring 20-plus points in a game, granted, you know, they made it came in the first half, and then we didn't do nothing in the second half or something like that. But, you know, I hold us accountable defensively for those games. And, you know, one thing I tell, and there's nothing I haven't told him or coach, one thing I don't think he got enough credit for was not turning the ball over.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's no hard turnovers. To win games when you're throwing picks and turning the ball over. So to his credit into that. Now, granted, we didn't get any spectacular plays. We didn't get, you know, a whole lot of flash or maybe some production we saw. So, you know, coach did what he felt was best for the team, and, you know, we got his back, and we're going to go out there and play our butts off. But, you know, as a whole, I felt kind of bad when our fans were out there booing the Donovan, like it was all his fault and his decision. It's a team effort over here.
Right.
So throw some of the boos, you know, my way. Throw some of the boos everybody else's way. Or here's a better idea. Quit booing us.
But there's something. Yeah. Quit. You can keep booing. No booing.
I know we're 1-5 and it sucks and we boo ourselves like every day for it. And I apologize again. I don't know how many times I can apologize. Not where we started, you know, thought we were going to start, but let's see where we finish. I think we can kick this thing around. I really do. Green Bay is going to be a heck of a game. Don't sell your tickets, by the way, to Green Bay fans. It's so annoying when we have a home game and they're all Green Bay fans cheering.
Right, yeah.
That sucks.
That's absolutely horrible.
Like, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm going to hold on to my seats. I don't even care. Even if my wife can't go to the game because she's birthing our child, I'm not selling my seats to a stupid Green Bay fan.
There you go. Jared Allen here in the Sky Deck. Vikings country. I was going to say, you have enough.
Too much football.
You have enough Carhartt and Blaze and stuff like that. Do you think that you could honestly just, like, walk amongst Green Bay? Like, just go into Green Bay itself and just walk around with as much Carhartt?
Yeah,
and,
you know, the problem is.
And
like,
no one would even recognize?
Here's the deal. The problem is I'm too freaking tall.
Well, there
like, everybody's like, oh, man, you're so tall. That's awesome. Like, no, you can't just blend in.
Yeah.
Like, there's no blending in. Like, even if I wasn't a professional football player, people would be like, dude, who's the really tall guy?
Yeah.
Automatically, attention drawn, like this area.
Yeah.
So now if I was like your height, you know.
Well, people still call me a freak.
Very
but
average.
Thank
like,
you.
If I was just an average human being, like must.
I'm so happy that you actually put me at average, to be honest with you. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You can blend in.
Hey, you know what? We're here at the Mall of America, fourth floor. And one thing that I noticed here today, there's a couple things, actually. One, it's MEA, so there's a lot of kids that are out. So that means MEA, it's a part where conferences come up for teachers, stuff like that. Kids get the weekend off. It's a long weekend. And some kids don't even have school all week.
What does MEA stand for?
Minnesota Education Organization Association. Who do what? I don't know. I don't even think
they
call it MEA
anymore. Parent teacher conferences. That's what we called it.
Well, you know what it's really called? Come to the mall and make out, because there is a lot of that going on.
So it's
here.
Like junior high type
stuff
going
on. Yeah, there's a lot of macking going on.
You know what? As parents, I think, and I'm going to become a parent, so I know I'm going to be like super protective. And so any little kid being born in the next year or a year before, I will beat the crap out of you. Stay away from me, my family.
Nice.
But I think you, as a right, because my dad used to do this to me every once in a while. Every once in a while, he would just creep out and like follow me somewhere, and I wouldn't know it. And I'd be acting like a total, complete idiot, right?
Right.
And my dad would, like, pop out of a closet at school and be like, really?
That's
and that
scary.
Is devastating. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Imagine all these little kids out here making out with Johnny, being all gross and disgusting, like, acting like they don't have, you know, good role models and parents at home. Their parents think they're studying.
Oh, like you wouldn't make out on the log
Their parents think they're studying. Imagine if, like, all of a sudden they popped out behind Starbucks and was like, yo, Jennifer, what are you doing? freak out. Just I think parents should embarrass their kids in public more.
More often, yeah, very nice. Hey, how about this? I'm sure you've seen the video of it, Coach Jim Schwartz and Coach Jim Harbaugh.
Awesome.
Almost go to blows.
First of all, here's my thing. Harbaugh was just excited with,
yeah.
And the aggressive slap, which was hilarious.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, he gives him the little shoulder.
Yeah.
But Harbaugh gave him that look like, dude, I will knock all the, I will rearrange all your face.
Yeah.
And then you know what it was? Schwartz reminded me of like when the bouncer jumps in at the bar fight and then
right.
The guy gets tough.
Oh, yeah.
So like he went over there not thinking Jim was going to do anything.
You guys are going to grab me, right? You're going to grab me, right?
Back, and then they grab him and he's like, oh, let me at him. Let me at him. Harbaugh's just walking. Like, get away with this guy.
It's like a football game turned into a hockey game because hockey coaches will fight each other. I've actually watched a pro hockey coach throw a shoe at the other coach.
And if you're in the right country, that's a huge insult.
That really is.
I mean, watch out.
In the proper country, yes, that's absolutely horrible. Hey, congratulations. Well, you are the number 11th meanest man in the NFL. Sports Illustrated did that. James Harrison came in at number one from the Steelers.
I could see that. I could see that.
He's
bad,
dude.
He hits people hard in the face.
Ray Lewis was number two.
Okay.
And at number three was Ndamukong Suh from the Lions.
Yeah, okay, I mean, I guess. I mean, I have a better body to work than him, but that's all right. I guess I got to be meaner. Huh?
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Hopefully no offensive players. I think like Hines Ward once was like ahead of me or something.
Hines Ward is on the list.
Yeah.
He was on Dancing with the Stars. Huh?
Yeah, that lowers your street cred.
You can't be tough
when
you know what a cha-cha is and how to perform it.
Well, first of all, if you know it and you can perform it, you just keep that to yourself. You don't put that on national television. Okay.
I know how to samba. That's wonderful. How are you like the baddest dude in the NFL? That just it can't happen. That you might as well just put a kicker then.
And I'm not. Yeah, I'm not saying that is. I mean, that's a quality of a man. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, dancing's cool. But, yeah, you just don't go out on Dancing with Stars, too, is such a crock. Because I haven't seen one star on there since maybe the opening thing.
Yeah, it's really.
Chaz Bono, that's a freaking star now.
And terrible dancer.
Jeez,
really makes
crickets.
Me mad.
Well, come on.
Really makes me mad that he's still on the.
The Kardashian son, what's his name?
Rob.
Rob Kardashian. What are you a star for? The world's biggest mooch. Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
When we're like eight deep in the Kardashian family, you know, it's a bad deal.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Halloween just around the corner. Candy corn, your thoughts?
I hate it.
What?
Who likes candy corn?
Candy corn is awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the pumpkin that's too much. That's just too much
for
them.
I just candy corn. Like, I just don't do it. I don't know what's the draw. It's like it's sucking on a sugar cube or something.
It's what makes it awesome.
Okay, have a candy bar. At least get some. You know what it is? They fool you with the colors.
So
you think there's going to be like a flavor combination.
This will be a delightfulness in my mouth, yes.
And it's not.
Yeah.
It sucks.
No, I love it.
It's terrible. First of all, don't even start on it. And then people think, like, when you go trick-or-treating, I want a handful of candy corns. Yeah, you go ahead, put your nasty hands all over my candy corn. No, give me a Reese's peanut butter cup and call it a day. You know, give me something with some substance, some flavors that mix and match that make me like, yeah.
We're finally covering stuff that matters here.
Thank
in
you.
Country
candy
here.
Corns are terrible. They need to, and they're so, like, come on, it's 2011. That was cool, like 1920.
Hey, I know we don't do the golden bullets anymore.
My grandfather likes candy corn.
I'm going to throw this in here because, you know, in the second segment we do have our scouting report. But we don't do the golden bullets this year. We haven't done it. But if we were going to, there was a couple stories that I just saw that I just absolutely loved. There's a guy who apparently stumbled upon a refrigerated beer truck loaded with kegs connected to the taps.
I heard about it.
The taps were on outside. The guy was out of Chicago, right?
Yep.
So he just goes, hello, Jesus loves me, apparently.
Yeah. Blessed.
And just starts pulling off of these, doing his own keg stand and stuff like that. Cops come over and arrest him, and he was so mad because he's like, no. God gave me this. Seriously, no, this was heaven sent. You guys can't take me away. What are you talking about?
But I like how the fact that nobody, like, it was left so unattended.
Yes.
That the guy had enough time to get bombed before anybody realized it.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, we forgot our beer truck. It's not like
yeah.
Come on.
There should be like something on your finger to remind you. What was that thing again? Oh, yes, I left the beer truck there.
Hey, Jimmy, didn't we have something to do today?
Here's the other one.
Oh, yeah, we work for Budweiser, and there's a beer truck we're missing.
Here's another one, though, we would have had if we had the golden mullets, and this one I absolutely love only because of this guy's profession. He's a porn star slash skydiving instructor.
Is that the greatest career ever?
Well, can you say confused?
But here's the thing. He mixed the two jobs together.
I get it.
Yeah.
I see where he's going with it.
But the best part is that cops couldn't charge him with anything because apparently if you're elevated and you're not touching the ground, you're technically not in public.
So, air rights.
There you go.
Freaking Donald Trump. What a genius. Air rights.
Isn't that outstanding?
Buy me some air.
Wouldn't that be great to go up to somebody? Yeah, I'm a porn star. / guy, skydiving instructor.
Okay, but first of all, like, so if they don't finish the scene, do they have to jump again? Did he get dressed? Did he get dressed before he landed not to get arrested?
It's the one time a dude can actually, you know, that fast and then not get yelled at because, you know, I mean.
What is wrong with this world? What is wrong with people? First of all, I've skydived before. That's a lot of wind. Like, your face is permanently stuck back. Last thing I want to do is be naked and just with my junk getting ripped all through the air. Like, that's not probably a good feeling.
That will not open the chute.
Wrong port. Who thinks of these things?
Oh, Vikings country. We got our scouting report coming up here in the second segment.
Not the thing. Let's talk about the pilot of the plane. He's just like, oh, dude.
Not again.
Naked again. Like, put it away, Holmes.
Hey, fans, be sure to follow at Vikings Promos on Twitter for information on player appearances and performances, along with your chance to win tickets, autographed merchandise, and more. That's at Vikings Promos, and do it here today. We got the second segment coming up on the way. Scouting report, of course. It's Packer week, and it's Ponder week, and we're here with Jared Allen on The Fan. Can't help it. It's just
the because of the voice.
Yeah.
The TV
Adam
show.
Adam Levine on there. Yeah.
Good. All those guys' careers just went through the roof.
Look at Blake Shelton.
Look at CeeLo Green.
You and I know
he's on a Sprite commercial now.
You and I know oh too well. Blake Shelton is a great guy, but also he's a tremendous idiot like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And where he is right now and how much he's been catapulted into the. It's awesome. But I never saw it coming.
No, all from This Is The Voice. Like, little peace sign. Are you kidding me?
You really like those reality shows, don't
you?
No,
that one I actually thought was cool because it was like a different spin on the music thing. Now, instead of bringing back the same judges, it would be cool every year to get four new judges because then you're going to continually get different genres and different types of, you know, people are going to get chosen because of the fact of each judge is going to have their own taste.
Sure.
I think we're going to see a lot of the similar type people getting chosen because they obviously know what they like.
Yeah, until they change the judges up, and that would make sense. So you can actually go that route. So Miranda Kerr, you know who she is? She's a model. She's super hot.
Nope.
Unbelievable. She just won out on the Victoria's Secret's jewel-encrusted bra and undies. What do you like? Panties, undies, underwear? What do you go with?
Word panty.
I don't like panties.
I don't really like.
No, it sounds like more like a verb than anything else.
Yeah, I'm not really sure for some. Just why? Okay, so why are men? Why we just call ours underwear and women have to call theirs panties?
Well, I'm a little upset because these girls get to wear these, you know, like $5.2 million bra and underwear thing, but we get nothing.
Again,
you don't think that I would like a diamond encrusted like thonger or something like that?
Well, no, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Second of all, who on God's green earth is going to wear diamond-encrusted underwear?
You don't know what the special occasion
would
be.
How do you wash stains off that? That's all I'm saying.
You got to take care of your aria, I think, is a bigger problem there.
Just who it's like, oh, gosh, this is wrong. Whatever, I mean, really?
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we are now as a society.
Diamonds on the brassieres.
Why not? Why not?
How many?
It's like 5.2 or something like that. It's ridiculous, yeah.
I would probably rob somebody for their underwear.
It's like the only panty raid that I'm really in for, but it's a tough economy. That's the problem.
The economy's kind of tough. Yeah, tough economy, and someone out there making $5.5 million underwear.
Hey, this week's scouting report is brought to you by Sports Authority.
Imagine the chafing.
Oh, I know.
Imagine if you had some boxer briefs and the diamonds, like.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you're exercising in it.
What's the point of even walking? I mean, all of a sudden you'd have to wear dark colored things because the blood would just stain.
Here I am with my diamond encrusted underwear. Yeah. I think I should go for a good jog. Okay, so Sports Authority, the official sporting goods retailer of the Minnesota Vikings. And the Minnesota Vikings, you guys, you're 1-5. Things need to turn around. We got Christian Ponder that's getting his first start here this week.
Let's just not say the record. Let's just say we're underachieving.
Okay, but...
Isn't that what they do in school now? It's like everybody, or sports, I guess, these days.
But this is the matchup This is the matchup where you see guys walking out of liquor stores with two cases of beer because they lost a bet. Normally they have like half a mustache because they had to shave it off.
Oh, the Packers?
Well, no, between the Packers and Vikings fans.
Yeah.
So records be damned. This is one of those games.
This is going to be a good game. Yeah, I mean, obviously I feel like we're better than our record is. I think Green Bay is ripe for the picking.
Yes.
And it really doesn't matter. All records do go out. I mean, this is a fierce rivalry. Granted, they're having a great season. They're talented. But like I said, we have a good team. We're probably the best 1-5 team in the NFL, if that means anything. So.
But now, Aaron Rodgers, you've had some success bringing this guy down.
Yeah, you know what? It's been I've got to Aaron quite a bit. They're doing a good job. I mean, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, we're not going to overthink it. We're going to go in there and, you know, we can get him into third and long. We get him into some passing situations. You know, I think we can take advantage of some matchups up front. But a lot of it's going to – we need our crowd to be super loud and, like, deafening. They can't hear the snap count. We can draw them offside.
Right.
And, you know, just make it a fun atmosphere. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for this game. I always look forward to playing this game. And we're going to try to get after it. I mean, obviously they're riding high, and there'd be nothing better than to pop that Green Bay bubble. Just pop.
Skydeck, what do you guys think about that, huh? Let's hear a little noise. This is where we start this thing. A little noise here at Mall of America. Coming up here next week, again, we're here at 6:30. Chad Greenway is going to be making his way here as we lead into the bye week for the Minnesota Vikings. And remember, you can come out here every week at 6:30. Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor of Mall of America. Before we go, you want to hear about the magic booby lady?
Sure.
Seriously. What? Why would you not want to hear about that?
You've got to be like the encyclopedia of weird information.
That's right. Okay, so there's this woman who apparently...
Oh, never mind. Stupid news. Okay,
so this woman, apparently she has magical breasts because she's 45 years old. She's in court in New York last week for getting naked at Grand Central Station back in August. So she goes to court to defend herself. What's the first thing that she does? She flashes the judge. Female judge just goes, go ahead, you can go home.
Imagine if you walked in and flashed a male judge. You'd be a registered sex offender.
No, she gets completely off because they're just that awesome.
You're good. All right.
This is Jared Allen. I am Muzz. This is Vikings Country. And you're catching it right here on FM 100.3, The Fan.